Proclamation number 5034 of 6th of January, 1951. Insertion into the divine will. Will decision. And the human being deserves special merit if he submits to my will, which guides him according to his earthly task. For the submission of the will is, as it were, already a walking with me, and every exercise in word or deed is right, i.e., pleasing to me. Nevertheless, the human being should be active himself, thus not leave himself completely inactive to me in the belief that I will then guide him mechanically. For the human being is an independent being which, like me, can want, think and act and must also use this gift, only in accordance with me and not in opposition to me. Thus his thoughts and actions correspond to my will and he will want the same if he has aligned himself with me through his attitude. If his attitude is good, his thoughts and actions will also be good because he will be driven from within, by my spirit, to do good and will never be able to act contrary to me. The spiritual resistance is then lifted and the human being works together with me, which can only be good working. Nevertheless, he must constantly control himself as to whether he remains turned towards me or whether his will also digresses towards the world, which always means a distance from me. Therefore he is never to be regarded as a slave of his will, which can freely turn to wherever it draws him. And this means that the human being constantly has to struggle and fight, that he has to turn to me anew again and again and is not compulsorily subject to me because he once professed me. Admittedly, this battle is only necessary on earth, and it becomes weaker and weaker the more the human being unites with me through actions of love and prayer, so that in the end no turning to the world needs to be feared because it has lost all appeal for the one who has found unity with me in free will. The battle of light against darkness, thus of the good and evil forces in the spiritual kingdom, in order to win people's will lasts as long as it unites with earth, and these are the rights of both forces to influence the will in order to win it for themselves. My adversary has been granted this right and he makes use of it in every way. Earthly life was given to the human being for the purpose of a decision of will. Thus both forces also have a corresponding effect on him, and the human being himself decides which force he will lean towards. Therefore it is of greatest blessing if the person striving towards me sacrifices his will to me, if he submits himself to me again and again and thereby his turning away from my adversary is obvious. Then he will be seized by me and safely guided upwards, and yet it is his own merit, because the decision is his own and he has triumphed over the power of darkness. His will, which is rightly directed, also secures him the supply of grace, which signifies constant strengthening of his will, so that my love is therefore always evident where the human being is in danger of becoming weak. I do not let the human being fall, I only require him to constantly strive towards me so that I am also accessible to him. Amen.